This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Orlinda Cantu de Sanchez. Date of birth, October 28, 1967. Case ID number is 741-5330. Date of exam, November 21, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from educations and training information? Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old married female with seven children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic kidney infections, comma, right leg injury, comma, and pelvis fracture, comma. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment day was in 2020, where she was a provider for 3 years. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is receiving disability benefits. She is presently not receiving disability benefits for herself. Allegation number one, chronic urinary tract infections. Number two, right leg injury. And number three, pelvis fracture injury. History of allegations. Number one, chronic kidney infections. The claimant states that since 2021, she has had chronic urinary tract infections with hematuria and urolithiasis of the right renal pelvis. The claimant has been on multiple antibiotics and states that it has been a chronic problem for her. She is presently on no medications at this time and does not have a present urinary tract infection. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, right leg injuries. The claimant states that in 2021, she was in a motor vehicle accident and injured her right leg as well as both of her hands. The claimant states she has osteoarthritis of her fingers and hands and has been proven to be osteoarthritis by x-rays. The claimant also sustained a right leg injury secondary to a pelvis hip fracture with pain that radiates down to her leg. No surgeries were performed or injections given. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She also has weakness of the right lower leg. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb up 4 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds of her, above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. Well, the claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses for support all the time. She is presently taking Tylenol 650 milligrams QID for pain, which does give her relief. Her physical activities include walking occasionally to get exercise. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a fracture of the right hip. The claimant states that in 2021, when she was in the motor vehicle accident, she sustained a right pelvis hip fracture, which consisted of a sharp stabbing pain located in the right pelvic hip area. She was told that there was a small fracture there, and the pain radiates down to her right leg. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sip 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses for support. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, and sometimes walking. She states that she does not watch TV, comma, do light housework, comma, cook, comma, or do the laundry at this time. She has no physician and has seen no chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams QAD, PRN for pain as needed. She was diagnosed with a right hip fracture, which was not displaced, and with pelvic pain, which radiates down to her right leg. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. Her father died at the age of 90 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother died at the age of 77 from cirrhosis of the liver. Medications, Tylenol 650 milligrams QID. Medical problems, right urolithiasis, comma, urinary tract infection / cystitis, comma, right pelvis injury fracture, comma, chronic kidney infections with right leg injury and possible nerve damage, major surgeries none, social history tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, but states that she did have one seizure back in 2003, secondary to eclampsia. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 161 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 inches. BP, 155 over 86 mmHg. Heart rate, 68 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 26. General, this is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to right leg pain. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, ontalgic, and she was limping. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane that she uses all the time. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the lumbar sign was negative. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the room without a cane and was unable to walk around the room without a cane. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right hip and right lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion of the motor and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but not in the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 7 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but decreased strength of the right knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a cane at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, where the strength was plus 3 over 5. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, where the claimant appears to have some neural damage and possible radiculopathy. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with difficulty. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a right lower leg weakness, secondary to a questionable pelvic fracture / lumbar sacral back injury. Probable diagnoses. Number one, chronic urinary tract infection with right-sided urolithiasis, - not confirmed with medical records or physical exam. The claimant states she has no infection at this time and is doing well. Allegation number two, right leg injury, secondary to a motor vehicle accident, causing a pelvis fracture and possible nerve damage. Confirmed with physical examination. However, no x-rays have been taken. Allegation number three, pelvis injury. The claimant states that she had a pelvic fracture and has been unable to ambulate well with the right hip. Not confirmed with medical records or with x-rays. The claimant does appear to have some right-sided pelvic pain with positive mild radiculopathy of the right side. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Orlinda Cantu de Sanchez.